You've been listening to a Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Drew. Cunningham's Drew, the only bar you need to know in Carthage.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria and Zaretska, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that's just it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation on this Thursday, live from Bandits in Grand Island. Great to be back over here after the holiday break, talking with Tim and the gang here. It was a good holiday, Christmas, New Year's, getting 2015 off on the right foot. Plenty of college and NFL football, and it's not over yet, and we'll be talking more about that coming up later on in the show today. Tom Dienhart of the Big Ten Network, executive writer and executive, he's the man. We can put all the titles in front of him. He is the man. Tom Dienhart of the Big Ten Network is going to be joining us. Talk about Ohio State and his thoughts on their chances against Oregon in Monday night's championship game. Of course, Coach Mike Riley kind of completed his staff. There might be a slot out there. He'll answer that question this afternoon. So we'll talk with Tom Dienhart about that. Mike Riley, by the way, his press conference scheduled for Lincoln this afternoon about 3:30. We will hear from him on our sports reports this afternoon and a little bit more on tomorrow's Doug and Daddy Show. Also today, we'll catch up with Hastings College wrestling coach Mike Shadwinkle. The Hastings College Open is coming up on Saturday, and they'll be back on the mats. He'll give us a preview of that. The Adams Central boys basketball team is off to an incredibly good start, and we will catch up with Zach Foster as the head coach of the Patriots. They're going to start hitting a little stretch here to see if they can keep that record intact in the win column. And we will talk with the coach coming off the latest win against Minden on Tuesday night. So all that's coming up. We're going to give you a chance to win some tickets to the River City Hunting Fishing Expo going on next weekend down at the Mid-America Center in Council Bluffs. We'll give you another chance to win some of those tickets. Steve Anderson, usually from Fauner Park, co-hosts with us on our Thursday shows here at Bandits, but he is unavailable with a family deal, and so we wish Steve the very best, and hopefully when we're back in a couple of weeks, he'll be able to join us once again. So we're rolling along here today on the Doug and Daddy Show. If you'd like to join us at any time, you can give us a buzz on the fan line at 888-455-3776, 888-455-3776. The Twitter address, at ESPN 1460 1550. Those are, of course, the numbers. At ESPN 1460-1550. And as always, the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Had a great lineup yesterday. Had a lot of winners. We were able to give away our fantasy football year-end Super Bowl package, and also Cunningham's and their comedy night. Congratulations to Greg from Clay Center. He is the winner of the comedy night tickets, and each and every Wednesday we'll give you a chance to win tickets to comedy night in Kearney at Cunningham's. And it's all going on tonight. Shows are at 6 and 10:30 every Thursday night. A lot of things going on. Glad to have you along with us. Let's hit a few things off the top here as far as what's going on in the world of sports. Tomorrow, the College Football Hall of Fame class will be announced. And will there be a Husker in that class? That is the question. Who will be going in to the College Football Hall of Fame? Is it Eric Crouch's turn, the Heisman Trophy winner? Is it too soon? We'll find out. Trev Alberts is also on there. I just don't see that probably happening for Trev. Time will pass, and we'll see. There's some pretty good names out on that list, as always, into the College Football Hall of Fame. So that'll be coming up tomorrow. We should have that list for you as the Doug and Daddy Show gets going tomorrow. Junior Nebraska wrestler Ian Ousley, and I hope I said that right, he's not one of those guys that is wrestling a lot of varsity events right now, but he's one of those guys behind the scenes that's doing some really cool stuff, and he has earned the Playmaker of the Month for January. This Playmaker of the Month award recognizes academic achievement and community service efforts of student athletes of all the member institutions. They're nominated by coach, administrators, and teammates, and of course have to have a lot of GPA goodness, a lot of community and volunteer service, social change advocacy. So congratulations to that wrestler, Ian Ousley of Nebraska. The Nebraska wrestling team will duel Purdue tomorrow. Grand Island Senior High will have Staley, Missouri. They've got two high school duels that'll be going on simultaneously tomorrow at 5 o'clock. And the Huskers and Purdue will wrestle at 7. And they're also doing their Tumble and Rumble event. There's a gymnastics meet going on also in the Devaney Center. So half the area will be dedicated to wrestling and half the area will be dedicated to gymnastics. And if you've been down for any of the Nebraska wrestling meets at the Devaney Center since the changeover, or even if you were down for the Amherst-O'Neill meet, you know that that's about all they take up anyway, is about half of the Devaney Center for the wrestling specific. So best of luck to all those that are going down tomorrow. A couple of other sports notes, a lot of basketball. Nebraska plays tonight. UNK plays tonight. Hastings College played last night. We'll take a look at all of that. The Husker men hosting Rutgers tonight. It's on ESPNU and the Breeze 94.5 getting underway at 8:05. The Nebraska women are at Michigan State at 7:30. That is on 12:30 AM KHAS and the Big Ten Network. Now, Michigan State and Nebraska were both rated a week ago. Michigan State has gotten off to an 0-3 start in the conference and has fallen out of the rankings. Nebraska has dropped their first two to two nationally ranked teams, and they hope to get that first win tonight. For UNK, they go to Northwest Missouri State. The women will probably be the favorite for the Lopers. The men would be the underdog. Northwest Missouri men are 11-2. Their women are 4-10. Loper men are 8-4. The women set at 500 at 7-7 on the season. Streaks continued last night for the Hastings College basketball teams. Unfortunately for the men, that meant another loss as they fell in a high-scoring shootout. I'm sure it was entertaining for the fans last night, not so much for Coach Gavers and his crew. 109-96, Nebraska Wesleyan picked up the win last night. Five players in double figures for Hastings College, but Nebraska Wesleyan shot 55% from the floor. The Broncos shot about 54%, but had 21 turnovers compared to just 8 for the Prairie Wolves. And the Hastings College women, in pretty much a breeze last night, took care of Nebraska Wesleyan 78-61, their eighth straight win. They're ranked 19th in the country at 12-5. The Broncos will have the weekend off, and they will be traveling to Midland University coming up next week. There is high school basketball tonight. We will be at Donovan Trumbull as the Cardinals take on Ravenna. Action gets underway with the girls at approximately 6, followed by the boys' game. Also in the area tonight, Heartland Lutheran is up at Riverside. Kearney Catholic is at Wood River. Eustace Farnham's at Amherst. Sandhill Stedford's at South Loop. In wrestling, Hastings duels Grand Island Northwest. Hastings ranks 2nd in A, Grand Island Northwest top 10 in Class B, and they're doing a special fundraiser tonight as well for Grand Island Northwest, Coach Seabrant's daughter. You may have heard about this. If you're in the wrestling community, you know about it. We talked about it, his daughter battling a form of cancer, just a young girl. He brought her over one time to the wrestling rally that we have every week before the state tournament in our Kearney studios. And she's a ball of fire with a great smile. And they've done a great job in the Grand Island Independent with a couple of stories there. So you can check out more about that. But keep that in mind if you're going to the Hastings Grand Island Northwest duel this evening. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. When we come back, we'll talk a little wrestling. Mike Shadwinkle, the head coach at Hastings College, is going to join us. We are here at Bandits in Grand Island, where their lunch special today will be a garlic chicken parmesan sandwich with chips, only $4.99. In and out quick, a great lunch special, only $5. They do it for you all the time here at Bandits in Grand Island. And of course, we'll talk more about all the great playoff and Monday night championship specials as well. But join us today for lunch, the chicken, garlic chicken parmesan sandwich and chips, only $4.99. Very tasty. Have had it. It's good. Stop by and see us at Bandits. Mike Shadwinkle, Tom Dienhardt, Big Ten Network, Zach Foster, Adam Central, they're all coming up.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
So you work late, golf, play ball, whatever. You're thinking,
if I could just wait happy hour, I've got something good to eat after 10 at night.
Well, Jersey says come on in Monday through Thursday, 9 to 11, and enjoy late night happy hour. For everyone who wishes they hadn't missed happy hour. And they're serving food till 11.
Seriously, why didn't I think of this?
Jersey Sports Bar, your true neighborhood sports bar where the grill and the game are always on. North 2nd Avenue, Vista Point Shopping Center.
For more exciting high school sports action in 2015, keep it right here and on PlatteRiverPreps.com. Thursday on Classic Hits 98.9, the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals host Ravenna. And on Friday, Grand Island Central Catholic is at Kearney Catholic. Amherst is at Overton Friday on ESPN 1460. And Adams Central will host Loup City Friday on 1230 KHAS. Saturday, it's the finals of the Amherst Wrestling Invite getting underway at around 4:30 on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options, but which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see partial sun and some cloud cover across the area today with a high temperature up into the mid-30s, even some upper 30s in spots, with west winds gusting around 15 to 30. Tonight we'll head down to 3 above. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now it's 25.
To go get some lunch, and this is the place to do it. They're open 7 days a week for you, and don't forget the NFL playoff special Saturday, Sunday, with games going on both days, a large pizza, dozen wings, and a pitcher of your favorite beverage for just $20 here at Bandits. Also, the Monday night championship game, Ohio State and Oregon. Happy hour till 10 o'clock, and meat nachos just $4.99 all night long. It's part of having a great atmosphere, watching great sports, and enjoying some time with your friends, coworkers, family, or just yourself. Meet some new friends here at Bandits. Well, it's time to take a look at our Midtown Mart cooler question. We've been going through the NFL games this week. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. So let's take a look at our results from yesterday. We asked you who will take the Denver-Indianapolis game. As expected, 82% on the Broncos bandwagon. There's 18% saying the Colts are going to pull this upset here. Today we ask it Dallas-Green Bay. I kind of expect this to be the closest vote out of all four games this week. Vote now at ESPNSuperstation.com. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. Our Midtown Mart cooler question, who will win between the Packers and Cowboys on Sunday? We all know my vote. Now you vote at ESPNSuperstation.com. Hastings College Wrestling Coach Mike Shadwinkle, who you got this weekend, Mike? Cowboys, Packers.
Well, you know what? I grew up as a Redskins fan, oddly enough, so I'm definitely not cheering for the Cowboys. But I like, as long as Aaron Rodgers can be healthy and do all right on that calf, he's the guy, and they'll get it done, I think.
Man, I've got to. I thought I had your background nailed enough. I learned something today. Redskin fan, man, oh man, Redskin Cowboy. Okay, that's okay. It's okay. Let's talk wrestling, so I don't have to get back into this deal here. Michael, hey, great to have you back on. Going through your first year now at Hastings College, I have to ask you first off, how much you're enjoying that, and have you had a twinge looking back at how your Islanders and how the high school things have been going? Because obviously, you want to keep in touch before you're recruiting.
Absolutely, yeah. And I've been following the local wrestling scene, you know, about as well as I can. I'm probably actually doing better than I did when I was coaching in Grand Island. I just was very self-centered and very tunnel vision that when I was in coaching in high school, and now I get to have the broad spectrum and kind of pay attention to what everybody else is doing. So, yeah, I'm having a great time. I'm enjoying the heck out of being here in Hastings College. The lifestyle is different. Sometimes it's really way more intense, and sometimes it's a little bit more lax. But it's a fun challenge, and I'm enjoying it.
There was some breaking news from earlier in the week. Your athletic director, the man that hired you, Jerry Schmutty, is going to step down. He hired a lot of coaches in his nearly 4 years there on the job. Your thoughts as a new athletic director will be coming in so soon, especially for a couple of you coaches that have just come on board.
Yeah, it's a little bit challenging, and I'd be lying if I didn't say that my feelings weren't hurt a little bit. It's kind of like being that college athlete that gets recruited to a place and then his coach ups and leaves. And so, you know, it's a little scary, but, Coach Schmutty put this athletic department on a great path. There's a lot of great people here. Our coaching staff is a really great and fun group to work with and work alongside. And things are really going in the right direction. It's always a little scary when you're going to have change and you don't know what those changes are going to be like, and you have those little fears of the unknown. But the college as a whole is in great shape, and feel like the athletic department is in great shape. We've got great facilities and a lot of great people, and so we're going to be okay, and everything will bounce right, and just looking forward to the future.
Talk with Hastings College Wrestling Coach Mike Shadwinkle in his first season. He's got a few familiar assistant coaches on board with him. Coach, how's the transition been so far? You've made it through that so-called first half of the wrestling season, and next semester really doesn't get going. I know there's some kids that are taking classes in this three-week break here, but how has the first part of the season went for you?
Oh, it's been filled with ups and downs, like a lot of wrestling seasons are. Coming in and taking on a small college program is always filled with some challenges, and one of the biggest challenges we have is just a lack of depth right now. And then you throw in some more injuries, and so it's been a little bit challenging. The kids are doing a fantastic job buying into a new culture and a new style of coaching, They're very receptive to everything that we've done, and so I can't complain at all about that. They've been great. But, we're lacking depth, and we're dealing with some injuries and stuff that's making us thin in some spots. But, it's just a matter of recruiting and building it and getting our brand out there and trying to get more and more kids interested in a great opportunity here at Hastings College.
I think it's different at every level, Mike, especially with this semester deal. And I know I talk with Coach Bauer quite a bit that the team will look maybe totally different in some aspects when the spring semester begins as opposed to the fall just because of different rules and eligibility and all of that. Will that be the case with you guys, or are you pretty much set with some of the same guys that have been on the mat in the fall and early winter?
Well, for the most part, we're okay. Some of the eligibility things were, you know, we've got one kid that will be coming off of, you know, just working through some of the eligibility stuff after transferring in the fall and things like that. So, I mean, we'll have some very subtle differences, but I don't suspect that we're going to have any real massive changes this year. Now, futuristically, who knows? You know, we might pull some kids in a semester, you know, down the road that some of those changes that Coach Bauer talks about may end up being some things that happen here as well. But, you know, we're a little bit more tradition-based and a little bit more, you know, a smaller school where the ability to court kids in a semester, it might be, you know, something that we look into more later on, but not for this year probably.
Hastings College Wrestling Coach Mike Shadwinkle with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We're live at Bandits, and they will have a lot of folks in on Saturday for their open. And, Coach, tell me about it. Give me all the details. Who's coming in? Who's the strengths? What are you looking forward to?
Well, you know, as things go with open tournaments, you never know how things are going to shake out until everybody puts their registrations in on track wrestling. But right now, you know, some of the quote-unquote bigger schools that we're going to have in, UNL and UNK, are going to have a lot of their non-starters that will be over. Colorado School of Mines will be bringing a whole crew out. We've got a few from Northern Colorado that have plugged in, and so, you know, mostly backups, it looks like, and younger kids. But then we'll have some full squads from around the NAIA. We've got Northwestern College out of Iowa, and, of course, Concordia from Seward's coming in, and so it's going to be a nice little mix. We've got a junior college out of Kansas bringing their whole crew, so then we've got some North Dakota schools, Jamestown College, who we have a duel with tomorrow night, and then they'll stick around for the tournament, obviously, and then Dickinson State is coming down from North Dakota as well, so it'll be kind of an interesting mix, schools from Kansas and Colorado and in the Dakotas and a few from Iowa, so it'll be a nice mix, and we're hoping it'll be a good, nice number, and it'll help fill up the fundraising coffers a little bit, but also get some good experience for all of our kids as we kind of transition into our dual season and start working towards the regional and national tournaments.
Hastings College is right in the area the next two weekends. As Coach said, Jamestown comes in Friday. They've got their open Saturday. The next Friday, Morningside comes in, and they'll head over to the Midwestern Duels hosted by UNK on the 17th. So a chance to kind of keep the kids close to home here. Tell me a little bit about some of the individuals here for the folks that don't know. Who's been off to good starts? Who are you expecting some really good things from? We've had a couple of holdovers that had some postseason honors last year.
Mm-hmm. Right now, our biggest and most recent star is Blake Fructola, a Grand Island kid that was an All-American last year for us and finished up fifth in the country. And Blake had some troubles and got a surgery performed last summer or last spring, and he's just kind of starting to get close to back to health. But we're planning on holding him and redshirting him for next year. And we'll have two more years of eligibility with him. And so we're really excited about him futuristically. But our most immediate hot stars that are around with us right now is senior Alex Chantepetet and freshman Trey Trujillo, who are both UNK transfers. They're our leaders in terms of most wins on our roster right now. Alec is wrestling at 141, and he's been qualified to the NAI National Tournament twice and been knocking on the door for All-American honors, and we're hoping we can get him pushed over that hurdle by the time the end of the year is. And then Trey Trujillo is another Grand Island. Alec and Trey are both Grand Island natives that are, you know, right beside each other in weight class. Trey's at 133 and Alec at 141. Obviously, the local kids are the ones that are making the biggest impact right now. But we've also got a couple of seniors that are kind of hanging around that are knocking on the door to do something pretty special, too. And one is Connor Blanco. Connor's dropped down to 149, and he's had some significant wins early in the season, but we're working on really trying to get him up to be a little bit more consistent. But that's kind of the strength of our lineup right now, is those kind of lower weights, the 133, 141, 149. And then in the upper weights, we've got a returning national qualifier in Joel Hernandez. And Joel's a sophomore. He's from Brighton, Colorado, and a pretty good tough kid. He did it at 184 last year, but he's been a little bit big from playing football, and that kind of coupled with a knee that we needed, 197. And so he's been staying up at 197, and he's got a couple of duels in, and he'll kind of start really more of his full-time wrestling now with us starting this weekend. So those are kind of the hot names anyway right now for us.
Well, Mike, I know you're busy trying to do some recruiting. It's always going on. You got any insight there? Since we've chatted with you, you've got a couple of kids that have already signed on the dotted line that will make area people smile, and you can't really talk about kids that haven't signed. So but how's that going, I guess, overall?
Well, I feel like the recruiting has really gone really well, and we're excited, you know, just the fact that, you know, having a full year to do it. You know, this last spring I got hired, and, you know, I was still trying to teach school in Grand Island in March and April and in May, and recruit work down here in Hastings, and then it was very challenging. So just having that full year to really to get completely immersed in it has been just a blessing for me. But yeah, the four signees that we have landed are we're really excited about. Two local kids from here in Hastings, and Nolan Laux and Wee Chong, who are both currently ranked number one in the state. And Nolan also has a state championship to his credit. So those two we're extremely excited about, and people here in Hastings are looking forward to seeing them at the next level. Another local one, well, really they're both local, is Brian Messersmith, who's a state champ for COSAT last year. And another nice lower midweight, however you want to look at it. But he's another one we're looking forward to having. And then our last one and our biggest one so far is, in terms of weight, is Billy Thompson. Billy's one of mine from Grand Island. And Billy quite hasn't quite got over the hump and really had that big signature end-of-the-year run. But you know, a kid that has all the tools and all the talent and all the capabilities to do it. So, you know, that's our four that we've got. And, you know, we're getting closer and closer to making a few more signs here. And one of the nice things about the NAI is we can make those commitments and get those letters of intent signed and start working on that stuff anytime. We don't have to wait for a certain date to do it. So we got a good start going, and I'm excited about it. And like I said, we got a few more that I think we're getting real close. We'll hopefully have some more announcements of signees here the next month or so.
Well, Mike, hey, always great catching up with you. We'll let you get back to recruiting and get ready for this weekend's tournament. Thanks for the time, as always.
You bet. I appreciate it. So I'm glad to talk to you guys.
Happy New Year, buddy. Head wrestling coach, Hastings College Broncos, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show live from Bandits. Don't forget, they always have some live entertainment for you. They've got a couple of events coming up in the very near future, including Harley and the V-Twins back on Saturday the 17th, Country Rock Combo out of Colorado. Always a good time. Mark it on your calendar, Saturday the 17th. And don't wait that long. Come on in for lunch today. Garlic chicken parmesan sandwich and chips, only $4.99. Zach Foster, Adam Central Boys Basketball, Tom Deanhart, Big Ten Network. When we return.
There's something for every outdoorsman at the 13th annual River City Hunting, Fishing, RV, and Boat Expo, January 16th through the 18th at the Mid-America Center in Council Bluffs, featuring over 100 exhibitors, plus a gun show, RVs, resorts, boats, and much more for kids, live trout fishing, archery, and a Daisy BB gun range. Seminar speakers include walleye fishing expert Ben Garver, fishing Iowa's Great Lakes with Doug Burns, fishing and bear hunting enthusiast Nelson Redekop, and many more. You'll have the chance to view the latest and greatest in boats, all-terrain vehicles, and campers, partnering for the weekend with Camping World, Cabela's, and Bass Pro Shops. Admission is $9 for adults and $3 for children 15 and under. The first 50 paid attendees each day get a prize courtesy of Camping World. Limit one per household. Don't miss the River City Hunting, Fishing, RV, and Boat Expo at the Mid-America Center in Council Bluffs, January 16th through the 18th, presented by Potawatomi Chapter of Pheasants Forever.
Today, buyers need the OneRocky.com edge. Finding out first is what gives you the best chance of finding the right home. Kearney's best real estate website just got better with customized listing notifications sent right to your email. As soon as a new listing meeting your criteria becomes available, you'll be notified. Log on to OneRocky.com and get signed up now.
Yo, this is Rocky. My customized listing service is not junk email. We don't even collect data. It's just my way of putting you first in the hunt for the right home.
Put Rocky Geyser in your corner because he cares. OneRocky.com.
A better place to live doesn't have to be a dream. Not when there's somewhere where you can make new friends, have new things to see and do, and become a part of a caring community, all on the most affordable of terms. Affordable senior housing at Good Samaritan Society Goldbeck Towers makes this a reality to seniors 62 and older who meet HUD guidelines. Contact a housing professional at Goldbeck Towers for more information on affordable housing or find us on the web at good-sam.com.
I had never even owned a furnace or an air conditioner before, so it was brand new to me, and they trained me, not just by sending me out with them, but also I have those resources to talk to people. I like to think of it, when I show up to a house, it's not just me with my 5 years of experience showing up there, but it's all the years of experience of all the Texas Anderson Brothers showing up at that house as resources that I can use. Without the training from Anderson Brothers, I would not be able to do the work that I do today.
Regardless of age or experience, start a new career with a call to Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating in Kearney and Holdridge.
What are you doing?
Changing the baby.
How long does it take?
Just a minute is all.
Takes a little longer to change a website, and that's what we're doing right now at ShopWheelerDealer.com. The brand new ShopWheelerDealer.com will be online in just a few more days, so please be patient. We'll let you know when we're officially online with a text to your smartphone. Text Wheeler Dealer to 90210. Keep listening or check the Facebook page when we're back up with the new ShopWheelerDealer.com.
Daddy Show rolling on here in Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us, Bandits in Grand Island. Stop by and see us today or anytime for lunch, for an evening meal, just to have a cold, refreshing toddy in this time of 2015. Come on in, see Tim and the gang, say Happy New Year, and take a load off. Watch some football, watch some basketball, watch some hockey, whatever your favorite is. Of course, here in Grand Island, always got a little horse racing to talk about as well. We invite you to stop on by and see us today at Bandits. We are here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, GMC, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. They're still celebrating the holidays right now. Midway GMC Cadillac proud to announce they are a full-time GM dealer under one roof. Midway recently has added GMC to their lineup and is looking forward to saving customers time and money without sacrificing service or selection. Of course, purchasing Killian Motors, bringing in the GMC brand, and taking all of that and putting it under one roof. Stop by and see them today on South 2nd Avenue or check it out online at thinkmidway.com. Midway, it's a better way. Well, the Adams Central boys basketball team is off to a solid 9-1 start on the season, hoping to go 10 and even 11-1 after this weekend's action with conference games against St. Paul and Arcadia Loop City. The head coach of the Patriots, Zach Foster, has a few minutes for us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Happy New Year, Zach, and congrats on the great start.
Thank you. Hey, you made my day because TNT is by far my favorite AC/DC song, so I was smiling when I came on listening to that there. But thank you. Happy New Year to you guys as well.
The kids, they don't even know what that is anymore. They've got their own pump-up music, don't they?
Yeah, they do. I like some of that stuff, too. Actually, I like all kinds of music, but that TNT, that brings me back to 1994 there.
Well, the guys are off to a good start here, as we've said, and you've had a mixture of competition. You do suffer your only loss in the Bennington Holiday Tournament to a Class B team. I want to start there. Adams Central is always bouncing back and forth between B and C1, and you don't really change your schedule depending on what you're going to be. You play about the same teams every year. So does that affect you at all, or is it just that 1 week when postseason rolls around?
I don't think it's that big of a difference. Like you said, we've always played all the teams in the B district for this region anyway. And I think it's a deal, you know, if we were going to consistently be B, you know, for the foreseeable future, you might try to change a couple of the teams on the schedule. But I think most of the time we're going to be C1. I think it looks like we'll be C1 in the future after this. You know, as far as the holiday tournament, we were excited to go get another B team on the schedule for this year, and we knew Bennington was very good, and so we were really looking forward to that opportunity up there.
You got about seven kids that are getting you anywhere from 6 to 18, about five of them from 6 to 10. Then you got David Bolin, who is off to a great start for you here. We were talking with Coach Heinrichs at Wilcox-Hildreth yesterday about balance. It looks like you've got that balance as well.
Yeah, we're really, really happy with our guys right now. You know, we have literally, we feel we have five guys that are starting right now, and really a sixth guy off the bench that could be, you know, in some ways playing at an all-conference level. And obviously when you have some depth, that's going to help. I think that's one of the big things we have this year compared to last year is our depth is a lot better. You know, and we had depth last year that could play a little bit, but as far as scoring and giving you things on the offensive end as well, I think we're a lot better right now than we were in the past.
What about the mixture of senior talent with sophomores? We said David, just a sophomore, leading you in scoring right now. And how's that playing with the rest of the crew?
It's been great, you know, and it's a credit to our kids because there's not a lot of places where you can have a freshman, which is what Dave was last year, obviously, who came in and started and was our leading scorer, and we had zero attitudes. I mean, we had some seniors that were very supportive of Dave and really helped him, and even this year as a sophomore, in some ways he's, you know, already earned his respect from everybody, but, you know, it's still, when a sophomore is leading you, you have to have upperclassmen that understand the big picture, and we really do. You know, we're starting a couple juniors and then one senior. And all the guys, you know, are team first, and it's a joy really to be around those guys because they understand that, you know, it doesn't matter how many points David scores or somebody else, it's how many points Adam Central scores.
We're talking with Zach Foster, head boys basketball coach of the 9-1 Patriots, who will be back in action with Arcadia, Loup City, and St. Paul this weekend before Northwest, another Class B challenge next week. If people just look up, they'll walk in the gym, they go, okay, Adam Central's got a 6'5", 6'4", 6'6". Man, those must be their power presence inside. That's not necessarily been the case for you guys over the years. Those guys, especially Evan Lindblad, he can step outside too.
Yeah, Evan's really expanded his game. You know, last year he hit some threes in some games. We've told him all year to beat the best teams. We kind of believe in the Paul Baronic mantra, you know, that to beat the best teams, you're going to have five guys that can make plays and not have guys that are limited. And so we really try to preach that. You know, in the Bennington game, you know, they were 6'6", 6'5", 6'5", 6'4". They were gigantic. And Evan actually got hurt. He's out right now. He got hurt against Broken Bow and only played about 3 minutes the first game. And he missed the Bennington game, and they have an All-State kid, second-team All-Stater in Class B last year, is a 6'6 kid that can do a little bit of everything. And he had 35 on us and really, really, you know, basically changed the game. Not having Evan really hurt us, but our other guys really stepped up and played hard. We did our thing. Some of our other guys that are longer, like you said, aren't necessarily back-to-the-basket type guys. And so, you know, we've said a lot that, you know, David in a lot of ways is our – probably the most talented player, but in a lot of ways, Evan's our most important player because he's a dynamic athlete that really changes things. He's our leading rebounder. He's blocking about 3 shots a game, scoring about 10.5. And so when he's out, other guys got to step up. And that's what was neat to see at Minden a couple nights ago is Cale Pleak, who's a junior starter, probably our next big. He had 16 and he really played well for us that night.
Over the next couple weeks, next 5 games, and maybe they're not all great record-wise. Central Catholic will be when you get to them on the 24th. That's the next big challenge record-wise. But a Loup City team, a Northwest team, a Donovan-Trumbull team, a Central Catholic team, these are teams that like to grind it out, kind of like you guys have for years, although your scoring average, as we talked about, is up this season. What about still being able to play that style of basketball here over the next 3 weeks?
Well, that's going to be important, you know, because anybody good, and, you know, like Coach Martinez is probably the perfect example of this at GICC, they're not going to let you do what you want to do, and you're going to have, you know, a plan B and a counter. And we want to play fast. We said it from day one that the teams that are going to give us the most trouble are the ones that are going to be very, very, very physical and try to grind things on us, like you said, because we want to play and get up and down and shoot and make it an up-tempo game. But we, you know, exactly like you said, that when you get in that game, you got to be able to play it at both tempos. You know, I remember Coach Rath always talking about, you know, pressing and running and shooting, you know, is very, very good. But when it gets down to tournament time, you're going to have to be able to play half-court offense and half-court defense. And that's what, you know, some of those teams, Northwest, St. Cecilia, GICC, those guys are going to make you play efficiently in the half-court. And that's something we are continually trying to get better at.
And, Zach, I know it's still down the road, almost a month away, but if things go the way that they have been going, there's not a total changing of the guard in the conference at all. Still some of the same names towards the top. But how important, how big of a goal is it for Adams Central to win the Lou Platt this year?
Oh, I think it's huge. We talk about all of our goals in the preseason, you know, and we have the same ones that most people have about trying to, you know, win district tournament, get to state, you know, winning conference, regular season, and conference. Tournament is a big deal for our guys. We haven't won it since Zach Hunt was a senior. We won it over at Kearney Catholic and beat a very good Ravenna team, and we've had some good teams since then. We've lost in the finals twice, got runner-up. We've been close, but we've not been able to kind of knock that door down, and so that's a big thing to our kids, definitely.
And, of course, you guys get to host the semifinals and finals, so a little advantage, hopefully, if you can get to that point.
Yeah, we've talked about that. We're thrilled with it being at our place. It's been a long time. I was in Donovan the last time it was here. It's been 10 or 11 years because, you know, we've rotated around, and in the last decade or so, we've had a lot of great gyms open up in the Lou Platt, and so we've been highlighting those places. So we're happy it's back at AC.
All right, Zach, we'll let you get back to class. See you soon, buddy. Keep up the good work. Good luck this weekend.
All right, thank you. Have a good day.
That's Zach here on the Doug and Daddy Show, head coach of the Adams Central Patriots. Coming up, we're going to flip the switch here. Tom Dienhardt of the Big Ten Network is going to join us. But, folks, don't forget that in Kearney, if you want to look for some good lunch, or, as I did last night, go in and get some boneless wings at the Chicken Coop. A lot of places say they are a sports bar and grill, but no one combines the best of both places like the Kearney Chicken Coop. One of the reasons, they're flame-broiled buffalo wings cooked over an open flame. One of their homemade sauces seared onto the wing to give it that one-of-a-kind flavor. Plus, if it's not wings, if you can't have wings, even though you try, you can't have them 7 days a week, people. Homestyle pizzas, burgers, salads, quesadillas. There's a kids menu, many other items. They also offer the best television sports viewing with all of your favorite sports packages, not to mention ice cold beer. Need room to accommodate large groups? They offer convenient party areas as well. So put it together today and stop in at the Kearney Chicken Coop in downtown Kearney. A lot going on in the world of sports. Mike Riley, Nebraska's new head football coach, officially naming a lot of the assistants. He had four that were on his staff at Oregon State. We knew about that before the first of the year. And we already knew that Danny Langsdorf was going to come back after spending a year with the New York Giants, and that Reggie Davis last week was going to join as a running backs coach. He'd been with the Niners. Defensive line coach is now Hank Hughes, and officially Charlton Warren stays on the staff. It'd be interesting, as we said, will Coach Riley bring more guys on, or will these guys take care of all the roles that are out there? He will have a press conference this afternoon in Lincoln, and that is set for 3:30 this afternoon. So we'll have more on that on tomorrow's show. We'll also have more on this afternoon's sports. Tom Dienhardt of the Big Ten Network will join us here in just a couple of minutes or a couple of moments when we get him set up. We'll bring that your way here to talk about the national championship game, Ohio State, Oregon, and, of course, what's going on at Nebraska. And as we say, you know, it's football season, basketball season, it's all year round. And winter conditioning, everybody reports back to campus, got a chance to talk to a couple of the young Huskers from our area during the Christmas break, and they're ready to get back, get to work, and see what's going on with Nebraska football. So that all gets going, classes gets going on Monday. So I think everybody is ready to get back to it and see what will happen with Coach Mike Riley. Everybody's got a lot of questions. Everybody likes the guy. Also, we talked on our Husker Roundtable earlier this week with Sean Callahan, Steve Sippel, Mike Babcock. We brought up the Avery Moss situation. And yesterday, Sean had a chance to post a story on Husker Online. He's been able to catch up with Avery Moss and talk to him about it. And Moss says it's been real hard. I think it's been hard on my family because they've been panicking on what their son is going to do. It's been on my mind. I love this place. I don't want to go anywhere. They don't know what else is going to come from my future. It's been real stressful for everybody. I just keep faith in God and everything will work out. Moss has yet to have any interaction, he says, with the new head football coach in Mike Riley, but he did have a brief conversation with a member of the Nebraska support staff, according to Sean's story on Husker Online. He says he remains optimistic, and he also went on to say, quote, "There was for a split second where I didn't know what was going on and felt very unwanted and didn't know what my future was going to hold. I feel optimistic about everything right now, so hopefully before this week is up, I can have a decision. And as Sean says, you know, the decision, this is almost a three-tier deal before he could get back on the football field. First, you got to go through the university. Then the athletic department could have a say, a suspension, or some other things there. And then Coach Mike Riley can say, okay, Avery Moss, we welcome you back. And right now, we welcome to the show from the Big Ten Network. Tom Dienhart joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on this Thursday. Tom, great to catch up with you again. Happy New Year. How are you?
Doing good, doing good.
I know a lot of exciting things are going on right now. Let's start with the national championship game. At any point, were you surprised that Ohio State could be at this point? Because when they were getting down to the Final Four, there was not a lot of impressive things on Ohio State's resume before the championship game.
Well, I mean, they, the win of Michigan State was pretty good, I thought. And, you know, the fact they were down to their third-string quarterback, I think, caused a lot of people to wonder how good this team is going to be. But 59-0 over Wisconsin, I mean, hard to argue with that. And I think Ohio State more than justified its inclusion in the playoff by easily dispatching what was supposed to be the best team in the SEC down the Sugar Bowl.
What do you see besides the third-string quarterback in Cardell having to go up against Oregon? Coach Helfrich was on Mike and Mike this morning on ESPN, and they kind of focused more on Oregon's defense. Is that where this game is going to be decided? We already know both teams can move the football.
Yeah, probably the team, I think, that can, you know, it sounds cliche, it sounds oversimplified, but, I mean, getting turnovers, honestly, taking care of the ball, I think the team that probably gives it up the fewest times is going to have the best chance to win. That's going to be key. The offenses are very similar. Oregon goes at a quicker tempo than Ohio State, but they're both spread offenses, like to run the football. So, again, turnover is going to be big, I think. And avoid your three and outs, you know. You don't want to throw your defense back on the field after a quick three and out. So, again, that's where it gets down to running the football. And there's nobody running the football any better right now than Ezekiel Elliott. He's got, I think, 450 yards rushing the last two games.
Tom Dienhart, senior writer, BTN, BTN.com, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Tom, how much besides the quarterback, how different is this team that lost to Virginia Tech? Because it seems to me Oregon has pretty much been the same team all year long, including the loss to Arizona, where we can pin this Virginia Tech loss to all the injuries. Are there other spots that has had to grow with Ohio State over the second half of the year?
Again, I think you've seen Elliott really come on the last half of the season. He's been a revelation coming down the stretch. The continuing evolution, I think, of Jalen Marshall. He's a wild card guy, redshirt freshman. You can kind of line up at three or four different spots on offense, plus he's a great punt returner. Evan Spencer, just that entire receiving corps has come on for Ohio State. And I think defensively, you know, the line's been good all year, but the way that the back end that Ohio State defense has developed, it was a sore spot last year, gotten better this year, and they're not bleeding as many yards and subsequently points as they did last year. Pretty nice cornerback duo back then, Doran Grant and Eli Apple.
Tom, how much, whether it's Ohio State or any Oregon's opponents, we talk about the line play, offensive line, defensive line, but Oregon is so quick. Does it negate defensive, not totally, but if you understand, does it negate a little bit if you have a great defensive line because they move so quick, they get outside?
I don't think so. I know they're running a quick pace, but again, Ohio State sees this type of offense in practice a lot. Things are going to run faster, of course, going against Oregon. But I guess I'm not so sure if it's going to if the quickness of the pace of the offense is going to be a hindrance to Ohio State. The biggest hindrance for Ohio State is going to be the quarterback, Marcus Mariota. I mean, nobody's really stopped him this year. And I mean, you know, Cardale Jones has played great for Ohio State. That's one position where you give Oregon a huge, I think, edge. Obviously, the quarterback with the Heisman Trophy winner. I mean, in the end, Mariota could be the difference.
Where would Ohio State get the big advantage in your eyes, Tom?
I think probably in the trenches, honestly. They really impressed me against Alabama. Up front, offensive line, defensive line. You guys know, like I know, football's won up front. I don't care how fancy your running backs are, how many awards your quarterback has won. If you can't block or control the line of scrimmage, you're not going to win. And I think that's where the Buckeyes have an edge.
You think the playoff has worked here in the first year? I mean, everybody's going to be at Jerry's World, including yourself, getting ready for Monday's game, and we've quit talking about all that. We've just been talking about the game, which is awesome. But do you like the way things have worked out so far?
Well, smashing success. I mean, it's just I'm just bummed that it took so long to get to this point. I mean, people, you think about it. Every other sport known to man has got a playoff at the end of their season. For some reason, you think a playoff was just invented with the way college football people are fawning over it. This is what a playoff is. And they're exciting and they're fun and unpredictable. That's why we want to win college football for so many years. The biggest rub now is, you know, is four teams enough? And, you know, you can debate that forever. I think maybe someday we'll get this thing maybe to six, eight at the most. But I'm just glad we're finally here. We've experienced it. The TV ratings, as you guys have seen, were off the charts. I mean, I can't imagine what Monday night's number is going to be like. So, again, just a great success. And you got to think, don't you, at some point, 3 or 4 or 5 years down the road, ESPN is going to come to the college football playoff people and go, look, I know we have a 12-year deal for four teams. Here's $5 billion.
The following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Dollars, let's make this a 16 playoff. You got to think that day's probably going to come.
Mike Riley has assembled his staff here at Nebraska. Tom, so far in your covering and dealings with the new Nebraska coach, new Nebraska staff, a lot of guys that have been with him, a lot of guys with some pro ties. So how will that translate to Lincoln?
That's perfect, I think. To me, I always think that the new coaches who do well are the ones who can largely bring their old staff with them, honestly. There's a familiarity, a continuity. They know what the head coach wants done. They know how to do it. So, again, there's no learning curve there as opposed to a guy who gets hired and has to go out and hire, you know, 9 assistant coaches who maybe have never worked together or only a few more together. So I like it. Mike Riley by no means is perfect, but I like the way the staff is assembled, and I like the fact that they're familiar with each other. I think that's going to be a big plus.
The national media is tripping all over itself to pat Michigan on the back for the Harbaugh hire. Your thoughts, what's the future of Michigan here with their new coach, and how, what do they have? Can they do it quickly? Is it a great hire, or did they go the wrong direction with all this money?
Yeah, nobody can say for sure, can they? All we have is Jim Harbaugh's track record. Jim Harbaugh's track record speaks success at University of San Diego, at Stanford, and with the 49ers. So, again, we have to make assumptions. And what can he do at a place like Michigan with all its bells and whistles and resources? So, again, I think you have to at least at this point say, yes, it's going to be a good hire that's going to succeed. I tell you what, he's not going to inherit a barren cabinet up there. There's talent. There's resources, like I said. I think he's going to win right away. That division is very tough, though, obviously. But, again, I think he's going to win right away. And I'll tell you what, just from a personality standpoint, it's going to be fun to inject him into this Big Ten equation.
Last minute here with Tom Dienhart, senior Big Ten writer, Big Ten Network, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Brett McMurphy, Tom, has just reported here in the last half hour or so with the College Football Hall of Fame class being announced tomorrow. They want to have 3 or 4 there at the podium. Well, apparently Bill Snyder, Kansas State, is getting in. And then I was wrong right off the top of the show. Trev Alberts, a former Husker, apparently is going to be going into the Hall of Fame. I would have thought Eric Crouch would have got in first. Any immediate reaction to that news?
I think Alberts should go in. I think I voted for him. I tell you what, he was one of the best linebackers I saw play. High draft pick by the Colts, just was undone by injury. He was a special talent. I think he belongs in the Hall, but ahead of Eric Crouch, I think maybe that's a bit dubious. But, you know, we all know Crouch will get in here eventually. It's nice to see a guy like Alberts. Alberts, I guess, apparently get that nod. A special player during what was obviously a very special time for that program in the 90s.
We'll get the official word, I guess, tomorrow. Tom, we'll come full circle. Last question here. When we look ahead towards 2015, once again, how much farther ahead is Ohio State than the other 13 teams in the conference, in your opinion, do you believe?
I'll say this, that I truly believe in life. Things are never as good as you think they are. They're never as bad as you think they are. People are going to paint Ohio State to be this runaway train that nobody can catch. They can be caught, and they are obviously ahead of especially the lower half of the league. But there's a cluster of teams, you know, four or five that are still within shouting distance of the Buckeyes. They can still catch the Buckeyes. Nebraska's always going to be one of those teams. Yes, they're going to be the overwhelming favorite this year, 2015. But again, we all know chemistry varies from year to year. They're going to have issues to settle and sort through as well, and the pressure is going to be monumental, even more so than usual at Ohio State if they win at all, obviously.
Well, Tom, enjoy the national championship game. Keep up the great work. We always appreciate you giving us a chance to chat with you on the Doug and Daddy Show as a busy man that you are. So happy New Year once again, and keep up the great work.
You got it. Thank you. Be good.
Thanks, Tom Dienhart, BTN senior writer. Always great. On a variety of different shows throughout the nation and Big Ten country as we get ready for Ohio State and Oregon on Monday night. We're live here at Bandits in Grand Island, and you know what? It's not 30 below today. Is this supposed to be the nicest day of the week? Yeah, I know. It's not summertime, but get out, watch some of the ice melt in the parking lot or your driveway, and come on down and visit us at Bandits here today, where their lunch special is a garlic chicken parmesan sandwich and chips, only $4.99. That's your lunch special today, Monday night for the championship game, happy hour till 10, and $4.99 meat nachos all night long during the ball game. And for the NFL, it's their normal Sunday special, large pizza, a dozen wings, pitcher of beer, only $20. So come on in, enjoy the NFL games, and join the college national championship game on Monday. We'll be back in just a moment, but as we go to our final break here on the Doug and Daddy Show, let's give you a chance to win some VIP passes to the River City Hunting, Fishing, RV, and Boat Expo going out at the Mid-America Center in Council Bluffs, January 16th through the 18th. Friday, it's from 4 to 9. Saturday, it's 9 to 6. Sunday, it's 10 to 4. If you would like a family four-pack, give our studio number a call during this break at 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Just give us a call. Tell us you want a family four-pack of the River City Hunting and Fishing Expo tickets, and we'll get them to you and be back at Bandits after this.
Hi, it's Bo Huffman from your Kearney, Hastings, and Grand Island GNCs. I have been helping people with their health and nutrition needs for over 10 years, and GNC is a world leader in natural health and wellness products with an unmatched 75 years in the nutritional supplement industry. A reputation like ours is earned by providing superior products and service to every individual. Experience the difference firsthand. Plus, save 20% off your purchases every day at your Hastings, Kearney, and Grand Island GNCs.
GNC.
Where you're a neighbor, not a number, we're Custom Pack.
This week, a Custom Pack of Hastings get USDA Select Boneless Beef Chuck Roast, only $3.99 a pound. A 10-pound bag of Amish Farms Chicken Hindquarters, only 66 cents a pound. And Hickory Smoked Thick Sliced Bacon, only $3.77 a pound. It's all at Custom Pack of Hastings.
At Custom Pack, you're a neighbor, not a number.
Please hold. Your call will be answered when the line is...
Sick of being just another number? As your local one-stop shop for all your insurance needs, the Kroll Agency can provide you with product variety and personalized claim service, all while calling you by name. Their most important concern is you. As an independent insurance agent, they're proud to offer worry-free insurance written through IMT and Wadita Insurance Companies, members of the IMT Group. Together, the Kroll Agency promises to provide you with the comfortable peace of mind that you deserve. Contact the Kroll Agency for your worry-free quote today.
I'm a business owner, and we called Kearney Cretin Block when we needed a new and inviting-looking driveway.
We called Kearney Cretin Block when we decided to do a fire pit and patio. You should be calling Kearney Cretin Block and Christensen Concrete for all your concrete and masonry supplies. Let the professionals help you enhance the beauty and value of your home and business. Kearney Cretin Block and Christensen Concrete Products, building generations one block at a time.
And And welcome back to Bandits, part of the Doug and Daddy Show, January 2. Happy New Year, everybody. Glad that you're back with us. Don't forget, tomorrow, more on the College Football Hall of Fame induction ceremonies. Also, we've got another Journey special on the Big Ten Network. Nebraska basketball plays Illinois on Sunday on the Big Ten Network. Right after that, the Journey will feature a piece on Siobhan Shields and Teran Pettaway, the 1-2 punch of the Husker men's basketball team. Executive producer Bill Friedman of the Big Ten Network will be among our guests tomorrow here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and Jim Langan will be in, and we'll have our selection for the national championship game. Again, congratulations to Ed Carr of Kearney. He is our Doug and Daddy Bowl Bonanza champion, 20-8 going into the final game. We're here at Bandits, and Tim, I said it at the beginning, and it proves true. All the contests in all the years, I can do okay when it's March Madness. I can do okay in fantasy football. I have never, that I can remember, ever really done well at picking college bowl games. How about you?
No, I've never done very well at all. In fact, this year I didn't even kind of drop the ball and didn't even get into it. But, yeah, I've never.
It's just terrible.
It is.
Pick an upset? No.
An upset. Your sure things end up being an upset. It's like me with gambling. I gave up betting on football a long time ago because it could be a sure thing, and if I bet on it, it's going to go the other way. So,
I think it's like streak for the cash on ESPN. 99% are on this side. They lost. So there you go. We're back for the first time here in 2015. January has the NFL playoff games, and you've got some live music coming up. You've got a neat event coming up at the end of the month with a Rocking Against Cancer event on the 24th. You got the Harley and the V-Twins coming in. You kind of rocked in the new year a night early as well, but it looks like everybody survived.
Yeah, they did. They did. And that's what, Harley played the night before New Year's, so that went over really well. And New Year's Eve was good. Everybody survived, and it was a good time. So, Harley, if you haven't heard them, they're a really, really good band out of Fort Collins, Colorado. They're mainly country, but he does some rock, and he's a killer guitarist. So, I mean, it's just a really good band that they travel around the Midwest mainly. So
I know everybody loves to come out, and there just isn't enough live music like it used to be. And I know a lot of people love the live bands, and you guys keep it busy here.
Yeah, we've been trying to. So it's something we just started this last year, and it's went pretty well for us. So hopefully 2015 we'll continue. Got a band coming from Reno, Nevada on next month on the 18th, I believe it is. It's Mark Sexton Band, which is more a little bit more like we had a band called Down North here, a little more soulful, a little more that kind of music. But they're coming through on a Wednesday. But they're a national touring act, so I kind of got lucky. I hooked up with a promoter that I've gotten a couple from Seattle, and this is with that same promotion company. So
cool. So keep up to date on what's going on here at Bandits, and it's of course. We talk a lot, obviously, here on ESPN about the sports, and you've got great deals for the national championship game. We've been talking about the food specials, but Monday night, kind of an off night. If it's not Monday night football, we don't usually Monday's kind of a recovery from the start of the work week, but a lot of people are going to want to watch what could be a great game Monday night.
I think so. I think in this whole playoff system, they say, listen, the turnout for the TV, the ratings and everything were pretty phenomenal, I guess, for the playoff game. So, there's a lot of controversy around it. Maybe TCU, maybe they should have got in there, but Florida State was undefeated. But, yeah, I think it's been good, but good topic of conversation. I think it worked well for the first year. So hopefully Monday will bring out a good crowd, and I guess we'll have to root for Ohio State, but,
Even if you don't like football, it's happy hour till 10, so come on out. I mean, they got enough TVs that there'll be big Monday basketball and all that going on. But Timmy here at Bandits, so before we let you get back to work here, I always chuckle because people, like we know everything, but bartenders, bar owners, bar managers, restaurants, clubs, they hear a lot. Their ears get bent a lot. What's here in Grand Island, your customers, what's the feeling you've been getting on the Mike Riley hire and the guys that he is hiring?
I think people at first were like, who the heck is this guy? But the more they read about it, with Oregon State, a lot of them were, had a losing record and he hasn't had that great of records. But, the more they read about him, what did he have to work with? I heard what they're the lowest budget in the Pac-12.
Yeah.
And so I think people are warming up to a little bit. I think with that little thing that came out about Pelini and the players meeting probably helped people go, well, maybe we didn't make the right decision. So as far as with the hires, you know, a lot of people, that was one thing. You know, people are like, God, is he doing the same thing Perlini's doing, hiring all his buddies? But, you know, they got some good experience coming. So, you know, if, you know, I think, like I say, you just got to jump on board and go with it. And I think pretty much everybody's on board with it. You know, the more they find out about him, the more they hear about him. You know, I had a little interview during the bowl game that, you know, and the fact that he's sitting in the stands, that was pretty impressive, I thought. So
he's playing the likable guy card.
He is. He's playing that well. So let's hope it's true. So, you know, it's going to be a different change from the Pelini era, but, you know.
Now we have to wait.
Yes, now we got to wait. That's the hard part.
Well, we'll let you get back to her here and again, invite everybody to come on in today. The garlic chicken parmesan sandwich is the lunch special today, but come on in anytime for the Monday night championship game for the NFL games this weekend. Live entertainment coming up next on the 17th, and we'll probably see you here again in a couple of weeks, buddy.
All right. Yeah, and actually on the Saturday, too, if you want to come in at noon, Bud Light will be here. They're doing a little promotional giveaway. They'll have some different giveaways and some games and stuff that they're going to be doing, that they're putting on during the Packers-Cowboys game. So, but
go Cowboys, we'll see. Right?
Go Cowboys.
From my Cleveland friend.
Yeah, I know.
From my Cleveland friend. We'll see you then, Timmy. Thanks, man.
You bet.
We're here at Bandit Sports Bar and Grill. We're here for just another minute or two, but you can come by anytime, see Tim and the gang, enjoy some great food. And again, today, the lunch special, the garlic chicken parmesan sandwich and chips, just $4.99, and enjoy their playoff special, large pizza, a dozen wings, and a pitcher for $20. Or you can get two pizzas, two dozen wings, and two pitchers for $40. And, of course, on Monday night, happy hour till 10, special on meat nachos, just $4.99. I think we've made it through everything that we were going to get going. And, you know, what do you think? Jameis Winston making that announcement to go pro, that's the right thing, right? That's the right thing, right? 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 That's going to wrap things up. Hey, congratulations to all of our winners so far this week. We'll give away a few more River City Hunting, Fishing, and Expo passes tomorrow. Bill Friedman, executive producer of the Big Ten Network, will join us. Want to thank BTN senior writer Tom Deanhart for joining us on the show today, as well as Adams Central boys basketball coach Zach Foster, Hastings College wrestling coach Mike Shadwinkle, as they get ready for more excitement this week.
You've been listening to a Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!
Weekend, of course, the Hastings College Open is Saturday. They'll have a duel at 7 o'clock against Jamestown on Friday. For Brent and Jeff, our producers back at the studio, I'm Doug Duda saying thanks for joining us at...
You've been listening to a Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!
Bandits, we'll see you tomorrow here on ESPN Radio.